Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I will never have an easy, normal life like I did before. But now, I will always make sure I make the most of it because your life can change in a second.
Daniel Riley is found guilty in the crash that cost Tennessee volleyball player Janae Edmondson her legs. Her powerful statements to the jury.
A Missouri Central bus company employee resigns over alleged mistreatment in the workplace. Why she says her pleas for bus maintenance were ignored.
You need America, the land of possibilities. You need a vision for the future and what can and should be done.
Under his administration, families are worse off. Our communities are less safe, and our country is less secure.
President Biden delivers his third and final State of the Union address before this November's election. Which issues he discussed in a rebuttal from rising Republican Senator Katie Britt. Good Friday morning on this March 8th. You're watching The Power of Two at 6 a.m. I'm Ty Hawkins in for John Pertzport.
I'm Blair Lede. Thank you all for waking up with us. Happy Friday to you. We're taking a live look here at our roof camera, rather. This is Maryland Heights. Going to get a check of that forecast. Meteorologist Angela Huddy's on the Lakeside Renovation and Design Weather Deck. Hey, Angela.
Hey, Blair and Ty. Much of the St. Louis area, including here in Maryland Heights, where I am on the Lakeside Renovation and Design Weather Deck, getting a break from the steadier rain overnight. A lot of wet pavement out there. Going to find some puddles. But there's more rain building up from the south this morning. So as you head out to work or school this morning, especially if you've got to wait outside for that bus stop, be ready for that rain. In our southernmost counties, we're already seeing those showers build in. And I do think they're going to be building northward into Metro St. Louis as we go over the next 2 hours here as we get into that busy off to work and school time frame. Steadiest rains then will be through the mid to late morning. And then at that bus stop home, I think it'll be spottier, but there still could be some showers around. So bottom line, be ready for wet times here on our Friday. Umbrellas, rain jackets needed. Temperatures are on that milder side. Not going to move a whole lot. We're in the mid-50s out the door this morning. This rain will move away for the weekend, but it's going to be replaced with a pretty chilly day on Saturday. Talk more about that coming up in just a bit.
Speeds on 70 headed through Berkeley, sitting around 65 miles per hour now that our early morning crash has cleared. What hasn't is what's to come. So our southward moving travel from Scudder past Natural Bridge Road. You're dealing with road work starting up at 9 a.m. lasting until later this afternoon. So just keep that in mind for a 3 mile stretch heading northward of this our 270 interchange. Once you hit that, you've also got issues today. So 170 north getting onto 270 east. We've got a ramp closure starting up at 7 a.m. lasting until 3 p.m. This stretch of the corridor going to slow you down for a good 3 miles. The good news is 64 and 44 clear heading through the city. It's that same deal heading over Poplar. Ty?
Thank you, Calista. A jury finds Daniel Riley guilty of 4 of 5 counts in connection with a horrible crash. It resulted in Tennessee volleyball player Janae Edmondson losing her legs.
Follow up to is Chris Ringe is live downtown with the verdict and how long Riley could spend behind bars. Chris.
We're talking, good morning to both of you. We are at St. Charles and North 11th Streets here. This is where this tragic crash happened in February of last year. After delivering the verdict, the jury recommended that Daniel Riley spend nearly 19 years in prison. Riley was convicted of second-degree assault, armed criminal action, operating a vehicle without a valid license, and one count of fourth-degree assault. He was found not guilty on one other count of fourth-degree assault. Earlier yesterday, before the case went to the jury, there was heart-wrenching, emotional testimony from Janae herself. She appeared in court without her prosthetics, her amputated legs in clear view. She emotionally recounted the night when the crash happened, the extreme pain she experienced, and her challenges since then. Janae's mom testified before Janae. She was in tears during much of her testimony. Daniel Riley did not take the stand during the trial. Testimony from authorities revealed that Riley had fentanyl, codeine and THC in his blood when he sped through the intersection here, violating a yield sign. A Chevy Malibu hit Riley's car, sending it airborne. The Malibu driver did not have time to react to avoid the crash. Janae was pinned between Riley's SUV and a parked vehicle. At the time, Janae and her family were in town for a volleyball tournament. They were simply walking back to their car when this tragedy happened. The jury deliberated for nearly 3 hours. After the verdict, Janae and her parents gave victim impact statements before the jury recommended the sentence.
Wake up in the morning every day, and I'm immediately reminded of what happened. And I never want anyone to experience the pain, the sadness, and the helplessness I felt. After she had just first woke up, she said to me that day, "Mom, please make sure he doesn't get out. Don't let him do this to anyone else." My daughter was hurt so bad that day, but it could have been anyone's daughter. It could have been anyone's aunt, anyone's sister. It could have been any of ours or yours. He cared about only his personal fun and his personal gain that night.
April.
Judge Michael Noble will now have the final say in sentencing. That is set to happen on April the 18th. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Gabe Gore is set to speak about this case a little bit later this morning. For now, live downtown, I'm Chris Fournier.
Thank you so much, Chris. And earlier that day, Janae Edmondson took the stand as the state's last witness. She courageously faced the man responsible for her lifelong injuries. Edmondson recounted the crash and the aftermath, and she became emotional as she talked about the seconds after her legs were severed and remembered how she felt after waking up.
My mom came and was holding my face, and she was saying, "Don't close your eyes, stay awake." Well, I heard my dad screaming, and he was tying something really tight around my legs. I didn't know what it was. I'm a very active person, and so being trapped or feeling trapped and not being able to go out and, like, even just go outside and sit outside, I just became depressed.
Jurors also saw photos of Janae going on to graduate from high school, learning to live without legs, and finding her way back to volleyball as a team manager with Middle Tennessee State University.
In a power of two follow-up, a woman is in jail after a 12-year-old boy succumbed to his injuries from a December car crash in Hazelwood. 33-year-old Andrina Bracco has been charged with first-degree involuntary manslaughter along with other charges in the crash that killed 12-year-old Travis Wolf. Bracco is currently being held on a $500,000 bond.
The Ethical Society of Police throws its support behind a bill recommending the hiring of retired police officers to help part-time with traffic control in St. Louis City. The bill, sponsored by Ward 12 Alderwoman Sharon Tyus, is in response to the big shortage of officers in the city. The organization says hiring efforts have not made enough of an impact on the shortage, and it could be a slow process. The Ethical Society says retired officers with a desire to continue to serve have a wealth of experience to contribute to our city.
St. Charles County is investigating a sudden death at the juvenile detention center. Officials say the 17-year-old boy was found dead in his bed during the morning rounds on Thursday. Peggy Davis says the 17-year-old is her son, Romeo Calhoun. She had plans to see Romeo Thursday afternoon. She says Romeo suffers from multiple mental health conditions. St. Charles County officials say they are waiting on the medical examiner's office for their official report.
Well, another Missouri Central Bus Company employee has claimed mistreatment and improper bus maintenance and has now even resigned. Missouri Central bus driver Natasha Simmons says her bus was leaking engine oil for more than 2 months and her bus tires were missing chunks of rubber. She says her pleas for help were often ignored.
"You'll write it up, write it up. They tell you, write it up, write it up. And you'll constantly write up, but nothing is being done about it. One morning I came in, I went to a Caucasian mechanic and I said, I need batteries in my bus. And he just walked away. So the one African-American, Mr. Jerry, he helped me."
This is the third Missouri Central Bus Company employee who has expressed that they've been encountering mistreatment in the workplace and buses have not been properly serviced.